Salvio Huix Moralpais was born on December 22, 1877, in Santa Margarida de Vellors, in the Diocese of Vic in Catalonia, Spain. Priests often visited their house, and there were priests in the family, and it was no surprise when young Salvio announced his intention to offer himself as a candidate for the priesthood. He entered the local minor seminary at the age of 10 and excelled at his studies, not on account of any exceptional intelligence, but simply because of his application to hard work. Those who knew him said that he would always do everything as well as he possibly could. The virtues noticed in him by his fellow students were those which were later to be admired by his fellow oratorians: his obedience, his joy and warm-heartedness, his capacity for hard work, and his avoidance of any type of publicity or acclaim. It is said that as a young man, he sometimes had to work hard at controlling a fiery temper. Salvio was ordained priest on 19th September 1903. He worked first as a country curate, and then in 1907, at the age of 30, he entered the Vic Oratory in Catalonia, Spain. The fathers at Vic rose at 4:30 a.m. every day, except on Sundays and feast days, when they got up half an hour earlier. After an hour of mental prayer, they would hear confessions in church, and after the last penitent had been shriven, would then say their masses at the side altars in the church. They visited the sick and catechized the children. Father Salvio became aware that there was nothing provided to help young married men who seemed to have little part in the life of the church. He felt that religion, which attracted only women and children, was deficient, so he started a confraternity for married men under the patronage of Saint Joseph. He got those men to help the sick, not just by visiting them, but also by looking after their material needs. He himself was not afraid to get his hands dirty, and when he wasn't busy in the confessional or teaching at the seminary, he was most likely to be found tending the sick, washing them, and changing their bed linen. By 1927, Father Salvio was provost of the Vic Oratory and was then nominated as Bishop of Ibiza. The island had been without a bishop for 69 years, and his appointment was greeted with great joy. His episcopal consecration on 28th April 1927 meant that he had to leave his congregation, but spiritually, he remained a son of Saint Philip. As bishop, he showed himself to be a caring pastor and very practical. His clergy were impecunious, and he organized a life insurance scheme to guarantee them some security in their old age. He encouraged the laity in the social apostolate. In 1931, Spain was declared a republic. Within a few weeks, the new regime made itself felt. In Madrid and elsewhere, convents were pillaged and burned. The Jesuits were suppressed. The Archbishop of Toledo was expelled. All schools run by religious orders were closed. Cemeteries were secularized, and Catholic burials were forbidden. All crucifixes were ordered to be removed from the cemeteries. In Ibiza, men carried the great crucifix from the cemetery to the cathedral doors, where the bishop himself carried it to the sanctuary. Bishop Salvio was not intimidated by the anti-religious regime, and in his Lenten pastoral letter of 1932, he told his people that even though the dogs bark and the pigs grunt, the sun and the moon will continue to shine. He remained Bishop of Ibiza for 8 years, and then in 1935 was translated to the Diocese of Lérida in mainland Spain. In July 1936, the Spanish Civil War broke out. Between July 1936 and March 1937, there was a terrible onslaught of violence against the church, and thousands of people were killed. By the end of the war, 6,832 priests and religious had been killed, including 12 bishops and 283 religious sisters. On the 18th July, there was a military uprising against the Republican government. 2 days later, the city of Lérida was in the hands of Republican forces, who burned the cathedral and the churches of the city. In only a few months, 80% of the priests of the diocese were killed. The last photograph of Bishop Salvio, taken in June 1936, shows him flanked by the priests he had just ordained. Within a month, all but one of those new priests were dead, together with their bishop. One of his young seminarians, about 15 years old, was given a mock trial. The crowd shouted for his death, and the so-called judge went through the motions of washing his hands before condemning the seminarian to death. The boy was beaten, stripped, and nailed to a beam, where he died. On the night of the 21st July, after Republicans had burned the cathedral, they turned their attention to the Episcopal residence. Whilst they were beating down the doors, Bishop Salvio, his secretary, the porter, and the porter's daughter confessed, consumed the Blessed Sacrament, and escaped by the back door. It seems the bishop had expected something of the sort to happen and had kept a suitcase packed and ready. At first, he took refuge in the house of his gardener, but realizing the danger to which he was exposing the gardener and his family, he gave himself up to the police. He said, "I am the Bishop of Lérida, and I place myself under your protection." The police promptly handed him over to the Republicans, who imprisoned him. Many of the leading people of the city and a number of the clergy were already in the prison. All were struck by the bishop's cheerfulness and his continuing care for his flock. On the Feast of St. James, he celebrated Mass using vessels that had been smuggled into the prison. He administered Holy Communion and heard confessions. Early in the morning on the 5th August, the Feast of Our Lady of the Snows, the bishop and 20 others were told that they were going to be taken for trial at Barcelona. Outside the city, the lorries stopped by the cemetery and the prisoners were told to get out. Realizing they were about to be killed, the group asked their bishop for his blessing. He blessed them, saying, "Be brave, for within the hour we shall be reunited in the presence of the Lord." They recited the Credo together and were made to dig their own graves. Bishop Salvio was offered the chance of saving his life if he would abjure the faith. He refused, but asked as a favor that he might be the last to die. As each was killed, the bishop blessed them. One of the militiamen objected to that blessing and shot him through the hand, so he continued to bless them with his left hand. In a subsequent written testimony, the man who administered the final shots to those who were killed recounted what a quantity of blood was spilt, and that the tendons of the bishop's arms were exposed through having been shot a number of times. Bishop Salvio was not the only priest of the Oratory to lose his life in the Spanish Civil War. 4 priests from the Barcelona Oratory were killed, 5 more from the Gracia Oratory, and the Provost of Vic. Those priests are the proto-martyrs of the Congregation of the Oratory. Bishop Salvio Huix Miralpes was martyred for the faith and showed himself a true pastor in caring for his flock until the very end. Blessed Salvio Huix Miralpes, pray for us.